Imagine this scene. Two babies are in utero, womb mates. Confined to the wall of their mother's womb, and they are having a conversation. Okay, just willingly suspend, just let this in, okay? Two little twins having a conversation. For the sake of clarity, we'll call these twins Ego and Spirit. Spirit says to Ego, I know you're going to find this difficult to accept, but I truly believe there is life after birth. Ego responds, don't be ridiculous. Look around you. This is all there is. Why must you always be thinking about something beyond this reality? Why don't you just accept your lot in life? Make yourself comfortable. Forget about all these life after birth nonsense. Go in the corner and grab your cord and knock it off. Spirit quiets down for a while, but her inner voice won't allow her to remain silent any longer. Ego, now don't get mad, but I have something else to say. I also believe that there is a mother. A what? A mother. A mother? How can you be so absurd? You've never seen a mother. Why can't you accept that this is all there is? The idea of a mother is crazy. You are here, alone, with me. This is your reality. It's wet. It's cold. It's crowded. This is it. Trust me, there is no mother. Trust me. Spirit reluctantly stops her conversation with Ego, but her restlessness soon gets the better of her. Ego, she implores, now listen, without rejecting my idea, just listen. Somehow I think that those constant pressures that we both feel, you know, those movements that make us so uncomfortable, that continual repositioning and all of that closing in that seems to be taking place as we keep on growing, that this is all getting us ready for a place of glowing light, and we're going to experience it very soon. Now I know you're insane, replies Ego. All you've ever known is darkness. You've never seen light. How can you even contemplate such an idea? Those movements, those pressures you feel, these are your reality. You are a distinct, separate being. This is your journey. Darkness and pressures and a closed-in feeling. This is what life is all about. You're going to have to fight it as long as you live. Now grab your cord and stay still. Spirit relaxes for a while, but finally she can contain herself no longer. Ego, I have only one more thing to say, and then I'll never bother you again. Go ahead, Ego responds. Go ahead, impatiently. I believe all of these pressures and all of this discomfort is not only going to bring us a new celestial light, but when we experience it, we are going to meet Mother face to face and know an ecstasy that is beyond anything we've ever experienced up until now. You really are crazy, Spirit. Now I'm convinced of it. And so you see the metaphor, don't you? I don't even have to explain it. We who come to talks like this are what my friend Stuart Wilde calls fringe dwellers. We are dwelling on the fringe, all of us. We are filling out the forms. We are in the system. We are not that rebellious yet. We receive a lot of criticism. A lot of people think we're nuts. And I want to tell you, all of those people who do will be down this road with you before long, as soon as we get it paved. And while it's still rough, those who don't want to travel rough roads will be your critics. But most of us are sort of living what Jesus talked about when he said to be in the world, but not of the world. And so all of us here in this room know in our hearts that we are on a path that can't be stopped. And it's a very powerful force within us. And it motivates us not only to come to things like this, but to behave in new ways and to break out of old paradigms.